a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The three things you need to know this hour. First,
police in Taylorsville are investigating after two people were killed in a shooting early this morning, but police think the shooting was just between these two people. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe.
Second, the Provo flasher has been arrested again by BYU police. The 22-year-old booked into Utah County Jail after he allegedly exposed himself to a woman on the Mazer Trail. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We have two of them now. Our latest is debris on the road. It's causing delays. Incident management is blocking multiple left lanes of travel. Northbound I-215's West Belt at 700 North. That is causing solid delays back to about I-80 and 5th South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Near triple digits today and tomorrow, and then thunderstorms. I'm Matt Johnson.
Getting close to another record. It's 99 degrees now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
Rudy Giuliani testified before a special grand jury in Atlanta today. The former member of the Trump legal team is the target of a criminal investigation into attempts to overturn the 2020 vote.
District attorney in Fulton County there in Metro Atlanta has said she's investigating whether there's a conspiracy charge, a racketeering charge, a solicitation of fraud charge that could be the result of this investigation.
ABC's Aaron Katursky, a California farmer, gives federal officials a firsthand account of the effects of the Western drought.
This whole field here is 640 acres, and we this past fall had a pullout, 60 acres of it. And these ranches are going to stay fallowed forever and ever. It'll never be farmed in all likelihood with anything again.
Kevin Herman's almond farming business has taken a hit. The CDC shaking up the organization, saying it failed to meet the moment of the COVID-19 arrival. Iran's foreign ministry says Tehran is ready to do a prisoner swap with the U.S. The Dow closed down more than 100 points. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now the KSL in-depth. Some of Utah's deaf students will have a new outlet to make friends. The Utah School for the Deaf is starting a first of its kind football program this year. Head coach and school counselor Brian Tingley is deaf. An interpreter translated for him that he thinks the team is going to offer students a new sense of community.
So really, this is the first year that this program has been developed. And football is an opportunity for our kids to really build those connections. And also providing them the opportunities to learn more about themselves, to learn more about other people, to also learn about their community, as well as our school. So really, it's all about culture, and there is a school culture, and we want them to learn about that. We're giving more opportunities for these players to be involved more in the play itself. Sometimes our kids maybe don't have the opportunity to play for another school when it's 11-man football team. You know, they might not have the opportunity to play a lot, but here, we give them that opportunity to experience and give them the time and the energy that they need. And that's what they need. And that's what we're providing to them. So that is why I'm involved.
The team is having its first practice this afternoon. Jordan Paredes is a senior at Kenneth Burdett in Ogden, and he's gearing up. His interpreter says he's very excited for this new deaf football league.
When I was a kid, I was in a football league, but I had no deaf peers. And after this league was established, I was very excited to be with deaf peers and to learn more about the game. I want to say I have played 12 years of football, and I was very excited, finally a deaf team.
They're always looking for more players, and any deaf or hard of hearing students are allowed and welcome to play. Coach Tingley's interpreter says the coach hopes the students will take away new values from the participation in this league.
With our players, we're not focused just on the win and loss. We are focused on the discipline, and we focus on the unity of the team. We focus on teamwork as a whole, and, you know, focusing on sportsmanship. We just like to, you know, we're focusing on having fun. This is an opportunity for our deaf students. And I think that's the most important for our first year program is, you know, and then we can kind of see what happens going forward.
If you're interested in the games, you can find out more information at usdb.org.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.